folks. What's going on here? This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Got a special guest for you guys tonight here. You know? Hey, guys. What's going on here? Welcome to the podcast here. And listen, I have an extraordinary, gorgeous, beautiful young lady right next to me that I'm just so... One thing, I'm so proud of her, honestly. I'm proud of her. Because she has a very successful business. She worked her ass off. And she deals with a guy like me, and that can be very difficult. But this woman, I'm so proud of her. She built the business from scratch. Like, how many women, you know, built a business from scratch on her own and became a success? So, shout out to her, wherever she is. Wherever she is. So, shout out to my baby, my boo, the love of my life. So, folks, good morning, good evening here. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. And we'll do another Q&A, I guess, right? Q&A, another question and answer where you folks can ask me anything and I will respond. Okay? Hey, Dana Dukes, how are you? Go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give you guys a shout out as well. If you don't know who I am, I'm Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, young black man from Houston, Texas, self-made millionaire here. And I make a contribution every night on Instagram here, live, to give you guys an opportunity to pick my brain, to ask questions about your life, about manifestation, about business, about anything that you need to make more money, okay, or to get what you want in life here. So go ahead, start with the questions here. I'm not going to be before you too long here. Try to get some shout out here. Awesome. The Bliss Center says, I got the genius group and wealth frequency game changer. Let's go, Bliss. Thank you. Hey, Max. Hey, Brazil. How are you? Alicia. Great morning. No, it's great evening, is it? It's a great night, huh? Scott, how Mark, and how are you, Coach? You know? Hey guys, I'm back here. Hey Sarita, how are you? How are you? I don't know what you gave me, but good God Almighty. So folks, go ahead and put your questions below here. That's been about 10 to 15 minutes. And thank you, Oscar. I like your honesty. Okay. Gracias. Gracias. Carlos, how are you? South Africa, how are you? All right, any questions for me here, okay? If you guys don't have any questions here, I'm going to end the live. But I'll leave this with you, okay? Before I go, I'll tell you this. In life, you don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. Which means is, if you want your life to be better, you know, everybody on here wants a better life, a more successful life, a happier life. To do that, you have to picture the success, okay? If you continue to picture your problems, your stresses, your challenges, you're just going to attract more of that, okay? And I understand that some of you don't know how and what to do, but that's okay. Start with changing the picture in your mind. Every emotion that you feel, okay, it comes from a thought. And that thought is either negative or positive. But that thought itself has a picture around it, okay? Does that make sense, folks? So I have a phrase, change the picture, you change your life, okay? If you just start changing the pictures that's in your mind about your life, about your business, about your money, about your financial situation, about your relationships, about everything, just change what you're thinking about. Instead of thinking about, well, this is tough, this is hard, nothing is ever working, say, you know what? Everything is working out. It's getting better. I'm making progress. I'm grateful. Are you guys with me? Comment below, please. Give me a thumbs up. When you change the picture, you change the words that are coming out of your mouth. And I've said this before. You know, when I get on these rants, a lot of you talk about and you complain and you bitch about what's going on in your life here. But listen. Everything that you feel that's negative doesn't have to be communicated, okay? Like, it doesn't always have to be communicated. Because what you don't realize, if you're always communicating your negative feelings, you're going to attract more of that. Because that's what you're thinking about. And if you're thinking about that, then you start to expect it, right? If you have a tough day, oh, I'm having a terrible day, then you're not going to expect the day to get better because you didn't say it. You say, oh, man, my day sucks. This is happening. Then you don't expect it to go well. You're going to expect it to get worse only by the words that are coming out of your mouth. Make sense? So change the picture, but also change the words that are coming out of your mouth. Listen, you may say, you know, you may feel stress, but it doesn't mean that you are stressed, because maybe that's just your perception at the moment. So me, if I ever felt stressed, which I'm never stressed, honestly, but if I felt stressed, I'm feeling stressed, right? But I would say, you know what? I'm feeling good. I do this all the time when I'm working out. So when I'm working out, obviously, I get to the point that I'm exhausted, I'm tired, you know, I want to stop. My muscles, my arm hurt, my shoulder hurt. But let me tell you what I do. I say, instead of, even when I'm feeling exhausted, I say, you know, I have energy. I have energy, you know, I can do more. When I feel like I can't do anymore, I just, you know, I can do more. I got this. Let's go. Especially when I'm doing cardio, guys. Oh, Jesus. When I'm doing the incline, walking, oh. Charity, I mean, today I did 20 minutes. Game changer for me on the 15 incline. Okay. The point is, change the image in your mind. You'll change your life. Change the words that are coming out of your mouth and you'll change your life. I know so many people that keep talking about, well, how does this not work? And this not work. This not work. Well, how do you ever expect it to work if you keep communicating on how it's not working? You get it, guys? It's very simple. I mean, you can't expect something to ever work in your life, your relationships, your business, your financial situation, if you keep speaking about how terrible it is. Make sense? Okay? Speak what you want to into existence daily. Whatever happens to me in my life, I still speak into existence what I want, always, consistently. Why? Because I have control on what things mean to me. I don't allow the world to control how I should feel or how I should interpret things that take place in my life. I have that control. You guys with me? How often do you pull money from your stick accounts? What's a stick account? I don't go to the bank. Give me a thumbs up if that made sense, folks. Did you take notes? Was that clear? Okay. Come with the word value if that made sense to you. Congratulations, Anthony Harvey. He just joined the YouTube program here. Much love, brother. Slim Bands, how are you? Do you use vision boards? Yes, I have 5 vision boards that I created 10 years ago. Actually, maybe 14 years ago. That view, that's Houston, Texas, by the way. But I have another view right here to my left. Y'all want to see that? I got another view over here, folks. I'm telling you, it's vanilla. And guess what? You know, I had to go all the way to China to find this one. You like that fake laugh, guys? All right, what's next? Anything else? Thank you, Shani. I'm glad you enjoyed the Genie Script program here. Send me some Bitcoin. No. Don't ask me for money, folks. It's not going to happen. All right, so with that, I guess I'll let you go. I don't see any questions below here, but listen. If you want to change your life, change the picture that's in your mind. Change the words that are coming out of your mouth. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean that that's what it is. If you want anything to change or you want anything to transform in your life, start speaking it. And you keep speaking it until it happens. And listen up, it will. It will. Because I know you're thinking, well, how long? How long do I have to do it? How long do I need to be positive until positive things happen? Well, first of all, you should want to be positive most of the time in your life, right? You're not trying to be a positive person or a person that's optimistic because you're trying to get something. That should be your state. That should be your normal state of living. You should just want to be, wake up grateful, excited, happy about your life, your family. I mean, what are you talking about? So, folks, don't ask me how long do I have to be positive. How long do I have to be optimistic before I start? Forever. Big head, forever. For the rest of your life, you should consciously think, how can I be positive right now? How can I be grateful? How can I be more excited? How can I be enthusiastic right now? Okay, practice that. And let me tell you something. You'll have a much better life than most people that's living here on the planet here. Okay? You have a much better life than most people. Hey, I love you guys. I gotta go. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Verge. Much love. And let's go.